Englisch Musterprüfung 2
Part 3
Looking at his ninth grade students, who are all sitting next to each other in the aircraft cabin, Ralph cannot help feeling a bit proud of himself. He is thinking about the tremendous time and effort that Laura and he have put into organizing this first student exchange in the last 7 months. His thoughts then switch over to how he and his students all got on the first plane in Munich about 7 hours ago. As there are no direct flights from Munich to Cincinnati, they had to change planes in London for the connecting flight. Then Ralph closes his eyes, thinking about how Laura told him a few days ago that she had asked the host parents to pick him and his students up at Cincinnati Airport and to drive all of them to their respective homes in Greenville. Just before dozing off, however, Ralph is abruptly woken by an announcement of the pilot.
Dear passengers, may I have your attention, please? This is your captain speaking. I'm afraid I have some bad news for you. I have just been informed by air traffic control that we cannot land in Cincinnati due to a tornado which is expected to hit the area around the airport in Cincinnati in the next couple of hours. We have been diverted to Dayton Airport in Ohio. Please be assured that this is merely a safety precaution. There is nothing to be worried about. As the airport in Dayton is not far from Cincinnati, our arrival time will be about the same as originally scheduled. Bus transfers are currently being organized to get you from Dayton to Cincinnati. I'll get back to you as soon as I have further details regarding bus transfers, arrival time, and connecting flights. We apologize for any inconvenience caused, but passenger safety is our top priority.
Ralph is wide awake now. Luckily, on transatlantic flights, the airline offers in-flight Wi-Fi, which is why he immediately sends a text message to Laura, informing her about the rerouting of their plane to Dayton Airport. Just a few minutes later, Ralph's smartphone beeps. He looks at the screen. Laura has just sent a voice message. He pushes the play button and starts listening.
Hi, Ralph. I already knew about the flight diversion to Dayton because I was continuously checking your expected time of arrival on the Cincinnati Airport website. About 5 minutes ago, an announcement appeared on the website about the fact that your flight is currently being rerouted to Dayton. Luckily, our host parents had not yet started off from Greenville to Cincinnati, which is why I was still able to advise them to pick you guys up at Dayton Airport. I'm looking forward to meeting you in Dayton in about 2 hours from now. See you soon, Laura.